look, I really wanted to get quite quickly to some of your reactions to this. We're out with one family in Darwin tonight who've been waiting to see what the budget will mean for them. Our reporter Jacqueline Breen is with Kim Farrer, who lives in Darwin and has been caring for elderly parents, knowing what it's like to wait for those home care packages, which is one of the areas for new funding in this budget. Let's go to Jacqueline Breen.
Hi, Linda. Yes, I'm here with Kim Farrer and her family in the suburbs of Darwin. Dinner's on the stove while they've been watching Scott Morrison give his budget speech to Parliament. Kim works for Carers NT, but she's speaking in her capacity tonight as someone who has cared for elderly parents and knows what it's like to need a home care package. Kim, can you tell us a little bit about your experience with your mum caring for your dad and how difficult that was without the level of home care that you needed?
Hi, thanks. Yeah, my mother was caring for my father who had dementia. My father did have a level two package and he was eligible for a higher package, a level four package to keep our father at home to support his needs. Unfortunately, he was approved for that package and the funding was there, but the service provider couldn't deliver the package due to resources. So it was minimal what my father was getting. And so it was very detrimental in regards to the supports that he was getting. And in turn, that impacted on my mother's health. Particularly as his dementia deteriorated more. So he was on a list waiting and was approved and had been approved by ACAT, but there was a long list of people all waiting for those packages.
So does the idea of there being more packages available strike you as good news? Will this make a difference in people's lives?
Look, I think it's positive that the government are giving more packages because obviously there's a lot of... We've got an ageing population and people do need supports to keep them at home. I mean, that is the best place for elderly people to be in their own home. But it's only going to be positive if people can actually access those packages. It's all very well having the funding there, but if service providers can't deliver those packages, well, you know, it's not a benefit to the people.
And that was your experience. It could be because Darwin is a place where it's difficult sometimes to attract and retain staff, which is the case in regional and remote places across Australia, that your dad was eligible for a package, but the service didn't have the resources to provide it. Is that right?
That is right.
Yeah. And what's the stress been on your family?
Well, my mother's health deteriorated a lot. And she'd already had one stroke and then she ended up having another stroke, a minor stroke. By the time she'd had a third stroke, you know, my father's dementia had, like I said, increased. And so, I mean, us as a family were stepping in to help provide those supports. I mean, he would have someone come in twice a week to help shower, assist. And then on those other days, myself and my sister would be there in the evenings to support him.
Thanks for that description, Kim. I think many of our listeners could relate. Thanks for your time. Back to you, Linda.
Jacqueline Breen, our reporter in Darwin with Kim Farrer.